Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, free for all Friday afternoon. But, you know, this has been a very important week in America, and we've had some really important discussions over the last couple of days. It shouldn't take something disastrous, tragic to happen for us to have these conversations, but sometimes it does. And really, there are a lot of fingers to point in a lot of different directions. And I think you should totally reject this idea that the bullets are coming from the left. I know it's exciting to think that, right? Because you hate liberals, you hate Democrats, and it's just it's exciting to have the villain to blame. It's the left. It's not us. Well, again, there were those people shot, those Democrats shot, apparently by a Republican. Democrat shot in Minnesota at the beginning of the summer. So, you know, this is not about the right or the left. It's about a tragedy. And this guy doesn't represent the left. This guy, the shooter, represents one person, himself. And I'm sure you've heard he confessed to his father, and they did the right thing. He turned himself in. I understand that he's not cooperating. That's the last I heard, that he was not cooperating with police. But it was really eerie to see that FBI photo, the surveillance photo released by the FBI last night, of him jumping off the roof. And then running. And it's like you think that somebody would have noticed that because, you know, not everybody just jumps off a roof. And it was instant that people knew that it happened. And, I mean, instantly. It's not like, oh, what happened over there? Gee, I wonder. Well, maybe in an hour or so we'll know what happened. No, people knew instantly what happened. And I'm curious if anybody thought anything curious about this guy jumping off a roof and then running, and he sort of had the gun down by his leg. It was later found in the woods by law enforcement. But you know, we don't know specifically what got him to this point. But the point is, and I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website, wwwl.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. I'm going to share some of your comments coming up. And it's about how freedom of speech cannot be silenced by a bullet or any other means. And there are attempts to stifle freedom of speech. And there are people that believe that only their speech is the right speech, and every other speech is anti-American. That's not right. I mean, that is a total lack of understanding of what this country is about. So we continue the conversation. If you want to join us this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian Hoke. Before we get back to your calls, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, I'm a liberal and I have many friends and family on the right. We agree to disagree. Our president is not helping Americans by stirring the flames. I truly believe that he's happy that the heat over the pedophilia accusations and school shootings are now out of the media's attention. Congress was considering the release of the Epstein files when this happened. It's very sad. We used to be the model for democracy across the world. I want that for us again, but we must get more effective gun laws and respectfully disagree peacefully.
Yeah, and I think even more important than any gun laws, and you know, we've got a lot of gun laws on the books. I don't know that more gun laws are important. What we need to do is we need to just learn to be able to disagree. This was an art that we had perfected in the past, and we've lost that art because because fighting is compelling. It's exciting. It's human conflict. It's disagreement. I mean, getting along, promoting unity, you know, that doesn't sell. And it's really sad in America that, you know, we have to admit that through the media, hate sells. And people are pushing it. They're pushing hate.
Here's a text that says, you know why we can't disagree and hate each other? Democrats disagree with Trump and try to assassinate him twice. Democrats disagree with Charlie Kirk and assassinate him. The left is full of hate. It is the left. Look at all the Democrats celebrating Kirk's death.
Who?
Who? Who? Name one. Name one.
Why don't you name names? I mean, I'm not going to let that text get away with that. Those people don't represent Democrats any more than QAnon represents Republicans. This is the mistake that we make. We don't have the intellect. We don't have the collective intellect any longer to differentiate between one person and not making that person part of the group that we hate. We use that person as evidence of why we should hate the entire group. And if you hate Democrats, this is America. You can hate Democrats, but don't blame them for something that is not their fault. That guy doesn't represent Democrats. The shooter represents himself. The people who shot at President Trump, they represent themselves. So, I mean, you know, if this turns into a right versus left war, then this shooting did no good at all. Then nobody learned a lesson from this. And it will happen more often. And it's going to be on your hands. It's going to be your fault if you're part of the problem and not part of the solution. It's easy to hate. But that's not the answer. And we're so blessed to live in this country that we should respect it enough to follow the spirit of America, which is we can disagree without violently taking action against somebody we disagree with. This is a beautiful thing about America, the ability to disagree, even with the President of the United States. We can disagree. And we don't have to get violent. And anybody that is supporting the violence and those who are supporting this idea that it's all coming from the left, you become part of the problem and not the solution.
The texter who wrote that, who said the left is full of hate, look at all the Democrats celebrating Kirk's death. They're doubling down on this incredibly stupid premise. They've written back and they say, well, what about the NOFD firefighter, the teacher, the New Orleans brewery? If you see somebody making a comment on social media that's celebrating Kirk's death, that doesn't really make them a Democrat.
Right.
B, why are you paying attention to that when you could be paying attention to the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens, Kamala Harris, every Democrat governor, every Democrat senator, every potential White House contendee in 2028 has come out and said, this is horrible. This is not to be celebrated. This isn't what we stand for. This isn't what Democrats want. This isn't what America deserves. Why are you ignoring all of that messaging so that you can go and get angry about the one firefighter who said some dumb stuff on their Instagram? What is wrong with you?
And those people who say those things are immediately denounced. The teacher in Michigan was fired.
Matthew Dowd didn't even get off the toilet before he lost his job on Wednesday. Get real. Get a grip.
Yeah, stop. I mean, again, see, this is what I'm talking about. There is an instinct to want to hate. There are people looking for reasons to hate. And this is coming from right-wing media. It's the right-wing echo chamber. And they're feeding this. They're feeding this. And these people are so gullible. They're not going, wait a minute, is that what I really want to believe? They're not even thinking. They're just allowing themselves to be brainwashed with a violent rhetoric. And it's sad. And you know, we're going to continue to talk about what is the right thing to do. And it's not going to change a lot of people. But if you, you know, like Ian said, if you're going to pay attention to somebody who posts online, are you kidding me? That person doesn't represent everybody on the left. And again, those people were handled immediately. So you really have no case against the left. So all of you who are buying into this right-wing rhetoric, stop it. Because you become part of the problem if you do that.
I hate seeing people celebrate this event on social media. When I see people making light of this or saying he deserved it or saying, you know, this is a great moment for our cause, I am disgusted. That turns me off. And I know it turns you off. And I bet it turns off a lot of people listening. It is also true, if you have an open mind, you may enjoy reflecting on why would they be celebrating? Are the people, the anonymous people celebrating his death online, are they the people that he thought should be stoned to death because they're gay? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said should be deported because of their political speech that he didn't like? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said couldn't possibly be both black and qualified for the job that they hold? Are they the people that Charlie Kirk said their faith is incompatible with civilization?
You know, the other thing, Ian, is that people say things online that they would never say in a formal setting. These are keyboard cowards, and they will say something bold knowing they can get away with it. But they're not standing up in front of a crowd saying these things. They're not saying this, you know, in an interview on television or on radio. They're saying this online. And if you're going to be so quick to accept everything online as some kind of reflection of the collective reality of America, man, you're making a mistake. And what about, it would take us 2 seconds to pull up right-wing people who are hateful and want to kill other people who they disagree with. There are people out there on the right who want to kill people. We're not doing that. And the conservative media and Donald Trump and his half-scoop son, they shouldn't be promoting this idea that the bullets are coming from the left. There's a conspiracy out there that Donald Trump is behind the shooting. That he wanted to get rid of Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk is getting too much attention. And if Trump runs again, Charlie Kirk may challenge him. And he wouldn't want that. I don't believe that conspiracy. You want to believe everything you see online? Well, let's believe that, okay? You want to believe these people who you think represents all of the left? Then let's believe the conspiracy theory and let's start promoting that Trump is behind the Charlie Kirk murder. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose. Well, I'm going to believe this on social media, but no, I'm not going to believe this. I mean, you're just a fool if you really put too much into social media. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. More of your texts coming up, and we'll get to more of your calls as well. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1966, I remember this day, and I was there at 6:30 watching Channel 6. I was right in front of the TV, got home from school. I don't know. I probably didn't do my homework because I wasn't a very good student. But I was in front of the TV. I think it was at 6:30 on a Monday on Channel 6. On this day in 1966, this show made its debut. It was the Monkees, a fictional band of just empty-head, zany people who just did stupid, stupid things. I mean, you know, even when I was young, the show really seemed stupid to me, and I had a hard time enjoying anything other than the music. I mean, I liked the music, and I liked seeing them perform, but some of the zany stuff they did was just even too stupid for me. I'm Scoot. Hang on. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back on
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One. We live for live. Streaming now. Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows, or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Pretty well. It is a free-for-all Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. Let me share a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the blog that I wrote, which is titled, Freedom of Speech Cannot Be Silenced by a Bullet or Any Other Means. I've got to weed through some of these because I'm not even going to give some of these attention. Here's a comment that says, we as Americans are destroying America from within. We will not be a great country until we come together as one nation and people. We are way better than this. And that's from Shadney. Here is a comment. Again, I'm going to ignore a lot of these because they're just shallow, empty rhetoric from people who think they have some kind of power or insight into the whole workings of everything. And they really don't. It's really sad. And it's just it's amazing how misguided people are, especially on Facebook. Lane says, we all need to be better, each individual is responsible for their actions. And that's true. Let me see if I can find one more. I'm skipping a lot of these others because they're insignificant. And they are part of the problem. You could make a comment. You can read the blog and check it out. It's at WWL.com. It's also on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And here is a comment. This is from L. We've always got to push against Nazi elements in our society. Violent, evil people need to be called out. Keep pushing, Scoot. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for the other comment. Well, I don't thank some of you, but I thank many of you for the comments. You know, Fox News host Jesse Waters said the left is at war with us. Elon Musk proclaimed the left is the party of murder. Both Waters and Musk seem to allow their bias to render their memories incapable of remembering the summer shootings of a Democrat politician and her husband in Minnesota and the Democrats who survived the shooting by the same shooter in Minnesota. You know, we as a country have abandoned our sense of unity when we are quick to point fingers at the other side after a tragedy. The hate consistently expressed on, say, my Facebook page or Substack, this is physical evidence of the angry contempt for anyone who is not a right winger. And this is actually very tangible evidence of this. These people are exposing themselves as to who they are, and they are indeed part of the problem. And they somehow seem to be unable to see their own reflections of hypocrisy. And by the way, you hear that Newsmax is running commercials on our show. Do you know why? Because we have a hell of a lot of conservative listeners. A lot. You want to reach conservative listeners? You tune into this show. They tune in. Conservative listeners listen to this show because they want to hear what I have to say. So if you're an advertiser, you want to reach conservative listeners, people that think the way you think, you should advertise on this show. And then also think about the fact that you're hearing it as well. And people just like you are listening to this show. Now, that's not the whole audience. We have a lot of other people as well. But there are a lot of listeners who are very, very conservative who listen to this show on a regular basis. I want to share with you a comment here. I'm going to do it right now very quickly, and then I'm going to get to your calls. Howard Stern was off for the summer, and I'm going to make a point about the media in general. Howard Stern was off for the summer, a couple of months, and he just came back this past Monday. Well, as a gag, or maybe it was this Monday, as a gag, to try to throw everybody off, because there was a lot of talk that he wasn't going to sign a new contract with Sirius XM. So Stern had Andy Cohen in his seat, audio-wise and visually, and it looked like Andy Cohen was taking over Howard Stern's show. And I don't know exactly how long this went on, but it went on for a very brief period of time, and the news media picked up on it, and shows, TV shows and radio shows all over the country were announcing Howard Stern has left Sirius XM. It's over. Howard Stern is, I mean, they were going into great detail about, you know, Howard this and Howard that, and how Howard couldn't come to an agreement, and he's off Sirius XM. It only lasted for a few minutes. But everybody came to that conclusion without even investigating, without even thinking about Howard Stern has been pretty good at doing pranks once in a while over the years. And he's a brilliant guy. It was just a joke. It was a prank. And within a few minutes, Howard Stern was there. And Andy Cohen was in on it. But the point is, the media was so quick to try to be the first to report something that they didn't even investigate. And these talk show hosts across this country who call themselves journalists, they're not journalists. You're not a journalist just because you're a talk show host. There are a few journalists who are talk show hosts, but just being a talk show host doesn't make you a journalist. But there were journalists who picked up on this. Variety ran a story on this. Just a few minutes of Andy Cohen sitting on the mic had everybody believing, without any investigation whatsoever, that Howard Stern was no longer on the air. That is really a statement about the media. And how the media is so quick to want to be the first to report something that they don't care about the truth. All right, let's get to your calls. Let's go to Mitch in Metairie. Mitch, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate sure. it. So I am a Zoomer. I was born in 99. I'm 26.
Okay.
And so I think the reason I say that is because it's very hard. You know, obviously, you don't condone the shooting, you don't condone the assassination, and you understand that free speech is a God-given right in America. But the problem is, I'm having, and I know a lot of people in this generation of mine, are having a very hard time finding empathy or sympathy of any kind. And the issue is that it stems from the fact that it's not a matter of someone who, you know, advanced, you know, free speech in America. It's the issue is that this is someone who died because, and the thing that he was advocating for was the thing that got him killed. And it's just a very sad irony. And this is someone who made a living off of basically ridiculing, you know, what could honestly be considered oppressed people in America. You know, whether or not people acknowledge that certain groups in this country are oppressed is a different topic. But in my eyes, yes, you know, if you can't make the same ends meet as another group of people, I think that's, you know, I think that's a pretty good quality of oppression. And so it's very hard for me to, you know, obviously I understand that a man has died. You know, it's not me trying saying I don't have a soul and I, you know, I don't feel bad for his family or whatever, because that's, I think that's what I'm seeing is a lot of people that I know that are older than me, that are a lot of Gen Xers or a lot of the boomer generation. It's like, no matter your opinion of him, we can agree to disagree. And it's just like, I feel like people are going insane when they say that, or I feel like I'm going insane, because it's like, we can have disagreements on whether or not the tax dollar should fund the stoplight at this intersection. When it comes to saying things like, oh, you are black, therefore you do not have the processing power in your brain to do this job or you are not qualified. I mean, what are we talking about when it comes to things like that? Like, you are not, I'm sorry for yelling. I feel like I'm going crazy where someone would get mad at me for saying, like, it's sad, but I don't feel sorry.
Mitch,
you know, and that's,
I totally understand, and you're not alone, and I totally get it. But I think the bottom line has to be, no matter how much you hate those statements, no matter how much you hate those beliefs, in America, somebody still has a right to express them. And that's the challenge for us, to support the speech we don't like. It's really easy to support free speech if we agree with the speech. The free speech that we disagree with, sometimes it's hard to support that. But I understand your instinctive dilemma, and it is a problem. And first of all, I think it is important that your young generation understands those factors and those topics that are being talked about. I applaud you for recognizing that. There are also a lot of young people who totally side with everything that Charlie Kirk said, and they have a right to do that. And so, in your frustration, which I understand, I just think you have to go to the bottom line, which is, as much as I hate it and disagree with it, he has a right to say it without being killed.
I agree. And if I could bring up one more point, if that's all right.
Sure.
Somewhat. I think this was part of the underlying issue that I was having, was that the immediate reaction when he got shot was that everyone was kind of hoping that it was a minority or a transgender person of some kind, because I just don't think that they could fathom to place the blame on a straight white individual male, you know.
Well, I think you're right about that. And that speaks to the problem of wanting to blame a group rather than an individual.
Right. And I'll just give an example and then I'll hop off.
Okay.
It's just, Representative Mace, Nancy Mace, she put out tweets yesterday basically saying, you know, we need to find this person, we need the death penalty. She was out giving statements saying, like, oh, it was a transgender person, and so on. Immediately, as soon as the shooter was ID'd, tweets went out, oh, we need to pray for him and hope that he finds Jesus, because it's what Charlie would have wanted us to do. It's just the backtracking and the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I think that's just one of the biggest frustrations in living in this day and age. But thank you very much.
Well, it's embarrassing, but Mitch, listen. I'm going to tell you that, you know, your generation has a responsibility to notice things like this and to try to make things better, because the Boomer generation hasn't done that, and I'm a hostile witness to my own generation. But I think we have to admit our failures, and it's not all our fault, but we have not set a good example, and. There are a lot of boomers who are on the right who are wanting to blame the left. So it might be up to your generation to help manifest change and to bring this country back to the country that it's supposed to be. I hope the change happens sooner, but it may take your generation to make that change. But Mitch, I'm proud to have you listening to our show, and I appreciate the call. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, this weekend, Saturday, LSU takes on Florida. You know, it's not an SEC rivalry that is talked about as much as LSU-Alabama or LSU-Ole Miss, but man, there's something about this LSU-Florida rivalry that is really, really intense. And LSU, man, they were awesome against Clemson. They were lame against Louisiana Tech. Who shows up at that game tomorrow? If they're lame, Florida beats them. But in Tiger Stadium, man, they better show up and they better win this game. They have the ability to do it. Let's see who they are. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It really is a nice Friday afternoon. I mean, it's a little hot for me. Some of you probably like it, but yeah, I don't know. By this time of year, I'm ready for those cool fronts to start coming through, but it doesn't look like there are any out there. But the good news is, like, you know, we're just coming off the peak of hurricane season. So we're still in the peak of hurricane season, and there's really nothing out there that is even going to possibly develop into a threat for the United States, much less the Gulf of Mexico. So it has been a quiet year. So far, let's hope and pray that continues. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ruben. Ruben, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Ruben.
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, my opinion is that through the last 10 years, I have noticed that the country is being divided, and sadly, we got to where we are today. And I think this is the opportunity for the leadership of this country, our president, to call for the country to unite, to reconcile. This is the time. This is his opportunity for him to do that.
I agree with you, Ruben. President Trump has not done that so far, but you know, this is a time. This is a time for him to come together. This is a time for him to come and just give us a really good speech about unity, about coming together. You know, there were a few times when Barack Obama missed the opportunity to bring us together. President Trump is missing this opportunity right now, and it's sad.
It is, and it's sad to hear. Like, I see the governor of Utah saying that he was praying in the last 33 hours that the shooter was. Without saying the word, he said, I was praying for the shooter to be an immigrant, somebody from another country.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear that from a leader, no?
Yeah. Ruben, what is your country of origin?
Peru, South America.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you have seen this country change from your perspective of being from another country. You have seen the changes in America, and Americans, the changes have been, I would say, very drastic and very sad.
It is sad because the country that I got to know when I got here in the late 80s, I enjoyed the 90s, early 2000s, and now is where we are. And now my kids, teenager, the sad country that they are going to have to live in.
You know, it shouldn't, Matt. Ruben, I so appreciate your call, and thank you for listening to our show. It's sad that the president doesn't use this moment, and I don't want to get super critical here, but this is a moment to bring us together. It's not a moment to fuel the flames. It's not a moment to lay blame. And it doesn't matter whether this person is from another country or from America. The fact that this person is an American, is a young white American, really exaggerates the problem. Because it's us. Nobody from the outside's doing it. It's us. We're doing it. Not you or me, but this person was one of us. And he did this. And it's his fault. Let's go to Ray on the North Shore. Ray, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call, Buzz
sure,
Scoop.
Sure.
All right, let me tell you something, Buzz Scoop. One thing about it, I blame the College of Utah. You don't bring nobody on your campus to tell these young people which way is right and which way is wrong. You don't do that, Scoop. You do that in debating, like Kamala Harris and Trump had. You don't bring us on campus, brother. You're just like Southern and Grambling. Let's say you bring somebody over there talking about Joe Biden, that he's the right man, and then Grambling say he's the right man, and somebody get mad about it. Campus shouldn't have no business with politics. I blame the campus of Utah. You don't bring this young man, I'm sorry he was killed, Scoot, but you don't bring nobody going from campus to campus telling you about Donald Trump, his ways is right, just a better America. Brother, you don't do that. You do this in a debate. And it makes me angry because you can't persuade the young people which way to go. You do it in debate, yeah. Scoot. And I'm sorry the guy got killed, but he shouldn't have been going from campus to campus because promoting Trump. All I say, Democrats, all that. You don't do that, brother. You leave that. You leave that debate.
Well, Ray,
not on campus, Scoot. You don't do that, brother.
I appreciate the call. I totally disagree with you. I think college campus is a place for free speech. And you may not like the speech, but there are people who believe what they're talking about. They believe everything Charlie Kirk is talking about. And as much as you might disagree with those beliefs, they have a right to express those beliefs. And a college campus is a place where free speech should prevail. All right, if you're on hold, to stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. And, you know, we're going to talk about the Saints and LSU and Tulane a little bit in the next hour, but this is an important conversation. These words from Bret Michaels, a song inspired by 9/11, are meaningful right now. Listen. This is a defining moment for America. How we handle this defines who we are. And I reject anybody in the media, I reject anybody in public office that is going to fuel the flames by talking about who is to blame. That white American represents himself, and he does not represent the left. He does not represent Democrats. The problem is that there are people in this country who are looking for reasons to justify hating the left. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2010, remember this? If you didn't see it, you might have seen pictures of it. On this day in 2010, Lady Gaga dressed up in raw meat for the MTV Video Music Awards.
The meat dress.
It was the meat. Remember the meat dress?
Of course I remember the
meat dress. And she won a Video of the Year for the song Bad Romance. But, yeah, she had that meat dress on. And, ooh, I don't know.
Can I just sit next to her in the audience?
Oh, my God.
What are we doing?
Really? So many jokes here, but all of them would get me in trouble. So I'll just pass here. All right, I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday. Hang on. We've got a lot more still to come on WWL.
On Fox 1, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat, and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One. We live for live. Streaming now.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their Apartmental Intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.